Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
We like to apologize.
For what? To absolutely no one! The two-time champ does absolutely f*** up!
Okay. Welcome to the Men Chatford podcast. Not even telling you the episodes anymore, but you know who it is when you hear this voice. The beard is back. The beard is back.
Come on.
I am him. I'm Himmy Neutron.
He's him.
You know how it is. DK, I see you're directing now. Still watch your back. Damson, watch your back yourself. You know what time it is. The beard is back. The beard is back. Men Chatford podcast. I'm passing to my homie.
Come on. Colson, you see Don Corleone in the building, the one and only.
Yes, sir.
AKA L.O. Coolins, AKA C-Note, AKA Hollywood Cole.
Mm.
Coming for your left ear, your right ear, surround sound, smart speakers, portable speakers, you name it, we dare.
Yes, sir.
Episode 226, I think. Or 227, actually. I got a feeling it's 227.
That's crazy, actually, when you deep it.
It is actually 227.
What is that?
Let's get it.
What's going on, people? It's E-Man G45. The G solid in my name, the 4-5 silent.
Come on.
It's Eman Prime.
Mm.
God is great.
He is.
Paper straight.
Yes, sir.
Genghis Chibogwe, Prince of the East, Chiayam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Black Mamba Dove. Yeah, I'll do it in reverse today.
Yeah, that threw me off. That sounded better though. maybe it should be that way from now on.
Yo.
The yat into the throat was crazy.
I got a question. Me and Collins were speaking about relationships and just women in general. If God told you to marry a hoe,
but
I'm talking
what's
about
the context?
Like a prime whore.
Like, wow. Do we know
this? Prostitute. Like, she's local and everyone knows that she's a prostitute.
That weren't God speaking to me.
I don't know who that man is.
I might be schizophrenic.
It's not Jack.
No, it's not him.
And you know what's strange as well? Is that God actually, this is in the Bible as well.
I thought he was going to say God said this to me.
No. Yo. He knows.
He knows your heart. I know you'll be on your dean, but no.
I mean, 2:45.
Mm.
You know, 6:30. But I mean, no, you know what? It was just a question because it was part of like this biblical series that we've just been exploring. But yeah, you know.
Well, no, it's the answer for me.
Because God did ask a prophet to marry a prostitute. Hosea.
That's a crazy, look at the name.
That's the name of the episode. Hosea's name of the
episode. I'm asking Hosea to marry Hose is crazy.
No, not Hose, just one, isn't it? Just one.
Oh.
Hosea, go marry that hoe.
And
God went crazy on that one.
It was a revelation to me, basically, but the sermon that I listened to, it was just exploring on like how what a husband is and what a man of God should be. Mm. You can go look at it and explore it in depth, but yeah, I just wanted to ask the man.
No, it's a good question.
Yeah. Fair enough. I mean, listen, people have the ability to reform, and I'm not saying I would do it, but I think it would be silly to judge people on their life and their experiences up to a point.
Agreed.
Like if you're gonna take like 15-year-old me versus me now, like I'll look at 50-year-old me and be like, yo, relax.
Mm.
Like, and you can easily apply that to like, you know, anybody. You go, you have to go through a stage of like making mistakes, whether that's being promiscuous, whether that's robbing people, whether that's just life in general.
Yeah.
And I know everyone's threshold is different, but I wouldn't begrudge somebody for like taking someone who's had like a completely like a really, really promiscuous life as a young person. Do you know what I mean?
And to be fair, we're at the age now, we're nearly 30. Like these things can't really bother you as much. He's using an exaggerated example of it being like a prostitute. But if it's just like someone who's got a high body count, more time at our age, your child, if you're asking someone what's their body count anyway, in my opinion, and I'm sure a lot of men are probably with, oh, people, forget just guys, are with people who, you know, have a past, and you can't judge them for that. You have to judge the person that you've met and the person that they're presenting to you.
I think Sense said it the best in saying like, oh, I'm the hoe. I don't know what the context was, but he was basically talking to a girl. He was like, well, technically I'm the hoe here.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, as men, then we kind of have to ask ourselves too. So, hey man.
Would I judge? Like you, man. Well, to be fair, you know what? There's a lot of information. Like, for example, all this red pill talk, manosphere talk. I've just had to basically just delete from my mindset, just because in terms of the word of God, like, what is it really speaking about?
Mm.
And then who am I supposed to be in the light of the Bible compared to what them man are saying? But in the aspect of, am I judging? Like, if I know you're the locals, like, you're for the locals, then I'm not really trying to go there.
I hear it, but I think
Then again, at the end of the day, if, like, you come to me and you basically say, listen, this is what I was on, and this is the new life, then, yeah. Because, I mean, God forgives, isn't it? So, it will be kind of low for us not to, and they're just saying, whore.
God forgives, I don't.
I hear it. I think, yeah, that's the best approach. It's the only approach, really. And I think in situations where you have more information, it's obviously a lot harder. But if you are just meeting someone off rip and they choose to disclose that information or they don't, I think that's the best way to go about it.
Yeah, but well, I'm not wifing prostitute. Might be great erotic exercises, but I'm not wifing a prostitute.
But no. No one expected you to or would even think that.
I'm not saying nothing.
Saying this.
Yeah.
Okay, so Nicki Minaj versus Meg. What's going on there? Am I missing something?
No, you're not.
I've not listened. No, I listened to his, actually. So Megan Thee Stallion put out a song about a week or two ago, which is kind of like a diss track. Well, vainly, like it's not like a diss track. It's like loads of little subliminals in there. Mm. So she has subliminals at Nicki Minaj, Drake, and others. And it went viral. People talking about it. People are adding Nicki Minaj. Obviously, her stans got a hold of it.
Mm.
So then Nicki, and this is me like not, this is me taking a passive interest in all of this, by the way. I haven't actually listened to Nicki Minaj's diss.
Nicki responded.
Yeah. So Nicki responded last night. Apparently, the diss is absolutely awful. It's the worst diss ever, apparently.
No, I think she's just giving low level work to low level artists.
Nah, come on. Respect Meg.
So I like Meg's bar about Megan's Law. I think that's pretty crazy.
That Megan's Law bar is insane. There's actually, it's not a great song, but
that's crazy.
I don't think how detrimental that is to like Nicki and just who she is. I couldn't believe it when I heard it. And I had that. I was like, why is everyone so hyped about this Megan Law segment?
Yeah, I didn't even know what Megan Law meant.
I googled it. So, wow.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
It's
a
sticky one still.
It's a tough one.
And do you know what? People have been saying for years, that's the thing that Nicki can't play with. And I'm surprised more artists, if you're a male or female artist, and you wanted to have a pop at Nicki, that's what you could be saying. She's got what her brother is nasty work. Her husband is nasty work.
Yeah, I mean,
no rest for the wicked. That's what I'm gonna say.
You are spot on. Forgive a few.
No. What do you mean?
I'm just asking. Could you like forgive that situation and just
what Nikki's brother did?
No, husband.
No.
I, it's not really. I think the ins and outs for his case, I don't really know. People have said it's not that. Everything's deep, but like on the grand scheme of things, it's one of them ones. He got tied up in something, and now he's got a SO on him, and he has to report every time he goes in. But for the biggest pop star in the world, or one of the biggest pop stars in the world, for a hubby to have an SO on him, and you have to check in every city you go to, that's insane.
Nick is very much a poor judge of character.
Oh, like, 100%. She's a terrible person.
Yeah, no, and that's what I was saying like before you guys spoke. Like, a few weeks ago, you were spot on about Nikki, like, just not being a good human being.
Mm.
Like, she is, and I still reiterate this, like, by far the most talented female rapper of all time, in 100%. My opinion. She has, like, every stripe that maybe even, like, some male rappers would love to have. But I think this latter stage of her career is really, like, I mean, I feel like we said this, like, when we first started this podcast, she's just constantly making decisions that don't aligned with how big a star she is. Like, she's going on these like clearly drugged up like benders online, tweeting loads of nonsense, going on live, teasing the Bigfoot line. Like, you're clearly, I think she loves the beef. Like, she loves it.
Yeah, but
she clearly loves it.
You're Marge. Like, you're actually,
you're a big woman. She's an abaya. Let's be honest. She's a big abaya.
Wow. Like, you're right in the sense that she's a big woman. But then again, it's like, I think people made so much money, nothing really fazes them. So the beef just excites them a bit more. But then,
I don't know, man. There's beef, and do you know, anything can go. If you put it in a song, I don't mind. You can say whatever you like. But if you're just getting on live dissing the fact that her mum's dead, like,
it's brazen.
Where's the line?
It's not funny.
It's not. It's but I know
it's back in the day of like, oh, your mum, isn't it?
And she's 41, bro.
Like, she's clutching at straws here.
Yeah, I mean,
she's great though.
I don't know. I really don't think so. People keep
saying she looks great. I know what you mean. Like, you know what happened with her? I think she went through this phase where she was like objectively looking like there was just too much going on.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, I think in the past 18 months, she just looks good. I can't really explain it. She just looks good. But it's obviously very much fake, but she's, maybe she went to go get some more work done, but she actually looks like not
she, I
fake.
I agree.
I can't really put it in. I'm not really justifying what I'm trying to say.
But every time I see her, she looks high as a kite and she's around 12-year-olds. Like, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, her with Kais and that, like, obviously. I don't.
That's the new promotion. That's
no, I hear it. And I want Kais to take every single W he can, but there's a way to go and be with Kais and that. Like, Offset did it well. Like, I appreciate that. This is how you have to go and promote your album. This is the way things work. But you're up in there, like, she's putting her legs in the sky. What are you doing?
I think for the most part, yeah, I think she's actually had quite a good rollout and good album campaign. 100. Like, I was very worried about her, A, like, calling it Pink Friday 2, and, like, B, like, the singles. I was a bit like, oh, I don't know if this is going to go well. But she sold well.
Yeah,
the songs are reacting on TikTok. Yeah, she's clearly got back to that demographic again.
Mm.
But then she goes around and does this, and I'm just like, you clearly are the same Nikki from when we first.
And her fan base is too loyal. Like, them barbs is like, they need to be able to tell her, fam, sometimes what you're doing ain't right. The blind loyalty doesn't help the artist improve or get any better. Part of her problem is she always knows, and that core fan base is strong. Nicki Minaj will sell 100,000 till the day she dies, first week, I think, as long as the barbs never lose interest.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree with you.
So when you've got that machine behind you, you kind of feel like you can do whatever the fuck you want, but there has to be some level of decorum, man. Just because I'm worried about the things going on in your life, and I know that I'm a chatty patty, I've never met Nikki, but like, a human to human, I'm concerned. Mm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know you've got a U as well, and your BD, that it's not a, like, it's not, I don't
good,
know.
It's not a good look still.
No, it's not.
It's have you listened to the track?
No,
the Nikki track. Because the Nikki track, she's just there whispering at the end.
That's awful. I hear she's gone off on a rat like
when she's whispering.
Where she's just saying,
I was there on the train and I was there smiling. Evil smile.
What's
like,
she saying?
I'm gonna be a boss. I don't know about the video. Okay. I listen to the music
audio.
Sorry, yeah. Yeah, she was like, yeah, like if you really want to go there, we can talk about the truth, like about your mum.
Oh no, man.
And she was doing it in this tone as well. And I'm like,
she's tapped.
Yeah, 100.
She's absolutely tapped.
Even that's why you got to ask Meg, is that someone you want? Is that someone you want to wake up? Because at first, this might not be heat, but let her come off the come down and go to the studio.
And then I went back to listen to Stupid Ho. And I was like, yeah, that like Stupid Ho sounds way much better than this. And like Hype Williams like producing the whole video and everything. Safari in the background planking on the on the Phantom.
I'll never forget that song she's got with Will I Am.
Where he's dancing. Yeah. In the back.
I'm crazy. The Bandan. I'm the London. Oh my God, that flow.
That's awful.
Oh.
Roman, whatever she wants to call it. Yeah, listen, bro, she just needs to chill.
For real.
And as for Megan, if I was her, I'll just like let it go.
Yeah. It's not someone.
It's not that deep.
And now she's in. Meg's in a. Because the album seems like it's coming and they're spending money. So something's got to hit, sister.
I think it's going top 10. Last I checked.
Oh, is it?
His, yes. Okay. It looks like it's debuting well. In America, anyway. So
she needed that because, boy, Cobra didn't work.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Eh.
That's the best way to end that topic.
Yeah.
Well, I could tell you who else is 40. Kylie Jenner.
Huh? Yeah. You said that in the chat. What was
I didn't get it.
Is that
her neck?
No. So
her neck.
No. So basically, I don't know. I don't know. Is it
neck? Yo, Benzino's crazy for that.
Someone said a dog looked like Benzino.
I can't see it still. What do you mean?
I don't know whether it was one award show, mm-hmm. one of the recent award shows, and she's there. She does like a slow mo, and just the comments on it. It was like, this is the evidence of why you don't mess around with
plastic surgery,
lip fillers, and so on and so forth. And it's like, this is how can a woman this young look 40?
She
looked decent.
That's what I was going to say.
But she looked 40.
The problem is...
And what made it worse is that when I was coming on the train as well, there was one gal you can see with her hands. Like, you know how old women's hands are?
Yeah.
She was looking 40, bro.
I think
respectfully, she was nice, but she looking 40.
I think the thing is, you know when someone's been famous for so long, like, it weirdly ages them up?
Yeah, I fully agree.
And I think we like
because Denzel looks like Denzel.
Black people don't count though.
Yeah, I mean, fucking who's
Kate Winslet still looks like Kate Winslet, like she's aged appropriately.
Woman's aged, come on.
Yeah, but she's aged appropriately. But Kylie Jenner looks.
I'm giving
two kids have taken a toll.
Yeah, but they might listen. It's weird in the sense that I think she's been famous for a long time, so it weirdly ages them up. She's had a lot of work done, and I think that does impact how you look. But I don't think it's like terrible. I think the way she looks at this point in her life actually makes sense. But I need to see this 40-year-old thing before I can really judge.
No, I hear it because she, like, obviously, I say it's no fault of her, and she's a part of the Kardashian clan. Mm. Like, it's definitely their fault, but. When she became 16, it became like a thing. Was it 18?
Yeah, one of those ages. Weird.
It became a thing.
I mean, Tiger made a whole song about her turning 18.
It became a thing. So, and I think people like were waiting to lust on her.
Mm.
So, her kind of being looked at a bit older now kind of makes sense. I'm basically I fully agree with you because, yeah, we've aged her. She's been, in my brain, she's been like 21 for the past 5 years. Do you know
and
what I mean?
She's a mum of two. before she was even 22. How old is Kylie Jenner now?
She's 25, I think. I'd guess. That's my best guess. 24, yeah, that's ridiculous. 25.
And she's been a constant in our lives since she was 16.
But one of the other comments were like, is the fact that you could see that like her natural fat in her face has just basically just deformed her face. Like, it's like the way they were talking from a perspective of like just cosmetic. They weren't trying to par. Certain men were just trying to just destroy and just say, yo,
yeah, this old naturally woman, get out of her face. Kardashian thing. I don't know, man.
Yeah. But on to other news. Did you not see the back and forth between Mr. M. Dot and the girl from Young Space podcast? Okay, so you might have seen his finger around. Don't make me sing it. But he's a guy that's white, but he's got that Jamaica. That's it, Jamaica.
Yeah, he's got the chewing gum veneers.
Yeah. Okay. Huh?
He's got the chewing gum veneers.
Yikes.
Yeah. And he went on Young Space podcast, and I think his co-host is I something.
Queen Ass, her name's
Queen Ass. Okay. And they were having a back and forth over who's more Jamaican.
Okay.
And I just found it really interesting because he asked her a relevant question. When was the last time you went to Jamaica or you've been back to Jamaica?
Yeah, which is fair.
And it was just interesting to see the back and forth. I guess for us who are...
Who's more African?
I mean, I could make the argument because I was born there, but I don't... Is that fair? You go back quite regularly.
I mean, I've only seen
the motherland.
Yeah, last year, but
that's more recent than me. I've not been back since I was born. So that was actually
damn.
So that's the question I wanted to. It's not so much them their back and forth. It was just more
More general,
like especially because we can relate to that. What would make you think, oh, someone is more Jamaican or someone is more African? Because it is hurtful. It is weird how it's hurtful if someone that doesn't look like they're from the country, let's just say white, was like, I'm more Nigerian than you.
Oh yeah, just speaking on that, there was a video I saw yesterday. It was on, I think it was on TikTok.
Mm.
It's like, there's plenty of Indian Tanzanians.
I can believe that.
In India. And then, I mean, there's loads of them in Kenya.
Well, they got kicked out, didn't they? Oh no, am I thinking about a different country?
Yeah, you're thinking about Uganda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know what country you are speaking about, but you are speaking about a country.
It was the one with the terrible man.
No, they kicked out all of the
Indians. That's the one with the terrible...
I don't want to say it's Uganda. I don't want to say it's Uganda. But you could be right.
Yeah,
he was basically saying, listen, I'm from Tanzania, that's the place I know. Indians are telling me I'm not Indian, I'm Tanzanian. I go to the Tanzanians say, you're not Tanzanian, you're Hindi.
Mm.
And then, like, he'll probably go around the United States and be like, yeah, but you look Mexican. So, like, the identity there is wild.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
But to go back to that, I would say it's really where you stay the most.
Because
technically speaking, we are all British.
Yeah, man.
Whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
I mean, yes... You were born back home. I was born back home. Collins.
Born here.
Oh, you were born here. So.
New in general.
Yes, yeah.
So.
But the thing is, like, it's tough because, like, end of the day. Like,
we're born in the same hospital.
Bro, probably probably like a week apart. Like, you're the same age as me.
Oh, yeah.
So. Yeah. I'm
born in October. I'm so over yo.
I'm so over yo. Nah, it's one of those things, like, the jarring thing for us is, like, we go back home and then they all look at us like, oh, look at this English guy.
Mm.
And then we come here and then they're like, look at these nignogs. You know what I mean? We can't win, truthfully.
It's crazy. But if they tried to subscribe me to the army.
Bro.
That's another thing as well, bro. Ha, I ain't got a British passport, so I don't know, bro.
I'm taking me and my Ooga Booga ways back.
Back to Nigeria. That tweet was dumb. I hope.
I live in Kent and my area is approximately 90% white. Start bringing your Ooga Booga ways around here. You won't last long.
Your Ooga Booga ways is crazy. That's actually insane. Like, do you know when sometimes the racism is so creative, I can't even hate
it? Nah, I don't care. Racism, I'm just like, racism can be funny, bro. I'm so sorry. I hate to be the guy to say it.
Nah, I just had
I was like, at work, trying like so
it's
hard.
It's Michelin star racism.
Yeah.
Like, there's them ones that are just dirty. Just like, why
there's
would
no
you
creativity.
Do that?
Zero.
But to say Ooga Booga.
It's bad.
Speaking of Ooga Booga.
Oh, here he is.
Remy's trying to get his ass in. It's a good observation, Demi. I think at the end of the day, like, it's never going to be a thing where you could really go against somebody who's been home more than you, whether yeah, they look yeah, like yeah. you or not, because they are there. Like, you have to be there in order to actually appreciate being like in like Nigeria or in Tanzania. You know, you have to be there, whether you like it or not.
I just thought
I would say it's more respectful if you just acknowledge them and who they are and like their heritage. Do you get what I'm saying?
I just couldn't believe that. Yeah, you're right.
Because to them basically turn around and say, no, I'm more Nigerian than you because I've been to Nigeria and
you're not Nigerian. You're not going
to
win anybody over.
Yeah.
They might accept me,
but they're going to turn around. Well, I can't. No. Like me trying to tell another Nigerian that I'm more Nigerian than him, it wouldn't make any sense. Exactly. That's crazy. Yeah. You know how many people would just look at me like,
well, that's it. That's exactly it. That's the mindset you have to be in, because I couldn't believe that they were even having this back and forth about who's more Jamaican. It's clearly us. But come, my man said on a track, he put on a bit of a patois. He thinks he can run the conversation. That's insane. I can't, and that song is ass. So I don't get how, you know, when people are having a conversation, I'm like, how did we get here? This is obviously a no-brainer. The girl who's clearly from Jamaica is obviously the one that's more Jamaican. Like, how are we having a back and forth? I don't even know what this guy does, except from talk nonsense. But anyway, I digress.
Yeah, all I've seen him do is just yell.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And like I don't know what he does, but I mean,
he told you
he's back in Jamaica, so I mean he must he's back in Jamaica more time than we can think of, so I mean he must be,
he's the representative, him yeah, and he's Raheem Sterling,
but you know, shouts out to him. If they accept him to the football team, then great.
Okay, final topic, or maybe not final, but Jurgen Klopp is leaving Liverpool.
Oh,
but
wow.
Yeah. My man stepped down. We can get... I mean, we don't have to discuss why.
Who did he touch?
What? No, he didn't touch anyone.
Oh, he's just stepping down?
He just... Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Nah, he's not...
Because usually that's what happens. Like, if someone's stepping down or resigning, it's a mass scandal coming.
Yeah, I mean, that's what a lot of people... My guess is that it's due to health, but that's not what I want to focus on so much because we're not a football podcast. But I thought it was a good segue into, have people left something and it's really broken our heart? Whether they retired or they just flat out left, you know, has it really left you upset? I can kick things off. It didn't break my heart, but it was like a real end of an era for me. Almost a canon event, and it is football related as well. But when Arsene Wenger chose to step down from Arsenal, them two are unanimous. If you grew up in the early 90s that we did, certain man thought, at least I did, I thought Arsenal was named after him.
Because
I didn't know anything about him. Like, his name's Arsene Wenger.
So he must, yeah.
You can say the same thing with Klopp. His name's Klopp, like Klopp, and the Klopp, like, it's crazy. Actually in his name. It's really wild when you really think about it like that. Man's easy. Obviously, it's Alex, bro. Him leaving was peak. He was peak.
That ruined that club.
I've been waiting for this day for Liverpool to finally get Kalas again.
For real.
Flipping neck, bro. Klopp's done everything for them.
Yeah, he has to be fair.
You can wholeheartedly say he's been an absolute
success.
Have they
won everything under him?
Everything, bro. They've won every trophy. Yeah, man. He's a great manager. I also wanted him at United at the time. it was a shame it didn't happen, but what he's done for Liverpool, they were a laughing stock, bro.
Mm.
Like, I remember growing up, obviously United were on the, we just never ever lost, so we always had things to get out of people, but Liverpool was always our main rivals. But them times, it didn't even feel like they were our main rivals because they didn't win anything.
No.
And they were going, they were just a laughing stock. Arsenal, we had more in common with Arsenal and Chelsea, and I guess the early bit of City when they became big. But Liverpool since 2015 are basically back to where, unfortunately, they should be. One of the top respected clubs in the country and in the world. And they have, like, he's made average players world class. That's the thing I like about him the most. He's taken certain man who wouldn't, like, he basically what Fergie done, taking certain man who wouldn't bang ball anywhere else, but turning them into absolute ballers.
And that's the best thing about him.
Who? Nicky Butt.
Oh, no, let's say Jordan Henderson.
Oh, yeah, Hendo.
Nicky Butt is a crazy name.
But it's his last name, like, you can't do nothing about it.
Nah,
my last name's Butt, say a word.
Wait, is that his married name? Like, did he get married and that's...
No, that's his name.
Nicky Butt.
From his father?
Yeah, his dad's called...
Sucks.
Gary Butt.
Nicky Butt. Like, I mean, that's a great album name for Nicky.
Who else has stepped down from some, like?
But yeah, no, to what you're saying about Liverpool, bro. I remember jabbing every single week. Yeah, no, Liverpool's gonna do madness, and it's like,
and they never did.
They never did.
And eventually, they did somehow.
They were successful.
He can't win the league again. Be insufferable. Do you have any other sports personalities? Or it doesn't even have to be sports. It could be a politician.
David Cameron.
Came and F shit up David Cameron.
He came and just said, "Nah, I'm out."
That was crazy to cause that much violence and then to leave, and then they reinstated him.
Boy,
I can't believe it.
And bro,
Tony Blair, because he seemed Teflon.
No, it's because it's the fact that he became a banker right after. It was just like,
then he TB?
Yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, awesome, then. Man. Yeah, yeah, I'm not too fussed about him, but you know what was crazy? Probably close to that, Mr. Tomlinson. Remember when he was crying up in the assembly?
What? Because he had to step down.
He was gonna step down.
What year was this?
I want to say year 9.
I don't remember.
Maybe even year 8.
My memory's rubbish.
Wait, what was he gonna step down over?
No, because the school was trash. Like, that's when the school was just bad, and he was like, they were looking at him and they were basically saying, yo, you might have to step down. It was like, yeah, man, like, I tried everything, but...
Why do I feel like I vaguely remember this?
Yeah, this is... But do you know what?
Because we kind of felt bad. We were happy, but we kind of felt bad.
We were happy?
Not like, we were kids back then, but of course, when we look back at it, it was like, you know what? Him stepping down would have been the worst thing that would have happened to us.
100%.
Yeah.
That's actually crazy. I can't believe... As you said, I do kind of vaguely remember that. For anyone who's watching or listening, Mr. Tomlinson was our head teacher at school. But for him to be crying up in the...
Yeah.
In assembly.
And then I think the next year...
Man, huh?
He then... Yeah, the next year, like, I think everybody just decided to fix up.
I just think he got a better year.
And then that's when he turned around and he said... he gave us the options of, like, what's next for the school. Whether we're going to join academy, whether we're going to stay the same, whether we're, like... And, of course, we then decided to become an academy. And then now, if you look at all the Harris Academies around
Brazy,
London,
man.
And everything...
Brazy. I was driving... Yeah. I don't know where I was going. I think I was just going somewhere in Central. And I just saw, like, a Harris... school, and I was thinking to myself, bro, they're everywhere.
You can't so get nuts. Away from them. It's an incredible expansion when you actually really get down to
and
it.
Who's behind it? Mr. Tomlinson, or now Dr. Tomlinson.
I mean, Lord Harris had to put peace behind it.
Oh, mad peace.
Do you think, do you know what? There's a business in there somehow. I'm sure.
I don't know, but when I find
schools
it.
Schools are profitable somehow.
Yeah, I think so.
They have to be. Because he wouldn't just be. Like, you can be, I'm doing it for the kids, I'm doing it for the community. But where's the piece?
They're going to check some.
100%. I don't know if it must be a tax, could be a tax write-off, but I'm not saying, because I've actually met Lord Harris, I'm not saying that it's not, he was very genuine when I met him, so he does care. But to open that many schools, that's not off your own peas. So... There has to be something.
I think it's due to the fact that when there is a development, like a new development, they always have to build a school. So I think he's now turned around and basically
maybe just
found a way
them.
To basically just get peas mm-hmm. from here and here and here and say basically look boom, and then go to the council and say look you have to give us this
true.
And then we'll put in this and then
because even in our
I don't know how it still makes money. Probably, yeah.
Even in our areas, in random places,
it's a charity. Like I don't know how charity. It works.
But they're like, there's one in Purfleet, and then there's another one. There's more than just...
Yeah, the one in Purfleet was there's wild.
The one in Riverside, or maybe I'm thinking of the same schools. But I know there's at least like four at this point, maybe even five in yeah. In like Thurrock. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Expansion, baby.
For real? Okay.
And it's weird as well, because one of my neighbours, like their kids go to the one in Purfleet, and it's like... You couldn't get into the one just in Chafford. And it's like, where I live is just
on the border,
couple of doors. And it's just like there. So I think they couldn't make the catchment area.
Damn.
That's mad. Yeah, that is unlucky. All right. Do we have any more topics?
We can get into it on the next one.
Okay.
Next well, one.
I'm going to choose...
Musica.
I thought this song was arse when it came out on the album, but it's really growing on me. What would Pluto do? He's actually not saying anything okay, of worth, but...
Yeah, it's got a nice little vibe to it. Nice
yeah,
little
it's fun.
I'm going to pick... I don't know if I picked this in the last ep. Unknown T, Still in the Mud. Did I pick this?
No, I don't think... Well, think you definitely did. Put something...
Yeah, I actually think I did, you know.
No, I think it was honourable mention, maybe.
Yeah, I picked two songs like a dickhead. Allow it. I actually don't have anything for you.
Yeah, I was actually going to say that was actually going to be a topic I was going to discuss. Are you listening to less music?
We will divulge because I'm going to pick a song by Nems. Someone's playing it today called Therapy. It was a good track.
Okay. I don't have a song.
Wow.
Yeah, just because I'm kind of listening to the same stuff and I just kind of don't have a song.
So, yeah. So, Less. Main Channel Podcast, episode 227.
We lit.
That's a fact.